George Uhlenbeck, 24, had enjoyed his time in Rome as a private tutor to the son of the Dutch ambassador. He had secured the position in September 1922 after having gained the equivalent of a bachelor's degree in physics from Leiden University. No longer wishing to be a financial burden to his parents, it was the perfect opportunity for Uhlenbeck to be self-sufficient as he worked towards his master's degree. With no formal lectures to attend, he learned most of what he needed from books, with only the summer back at the university. Unsure whether to pursue a doctorate when he returned to Leiden in June 1925, Uhlenbeck went to see Paul Ehrenfest, who had succeeded Hendrik Lorentz as professor of physics in 1912 after Einstein chose Zurich. Ehrenfest, born in Vienna in 1880, had been a student of the great Boltzmann. Together with his Russian wife Tatiana, who was a mathematician, Ehrenfest had produced a series of important papers in statistical mechanics as he eked out a living as a physicist in Vienna, Göttingen, and St. Petersburg. Over the 20 years as Lorentz's successor, Ehrenfest established Leiden as a center of theoretical physics and, in the process, became one of the most respected figures in the field. He was renowned for his ability to clarify difficult areas of physics rather than for any original theories of his own. His friend Einstein later described Ehrenfest as the best teacher in our profession and one passionately preoccupied with the development and destiny of men, especially his students. It was this concern for his students that led Ehrenfest to offer the wavering Uhlenbeck a 2-year post as an assistant while he set about getting a doctorate. The offer proved irresistible. Ehrenfest, who ensured whenever possible that his trainee physicists worked together in pairs, introduced him to another graduate student, Samuel Goudsmit. A year and a half younger than Uhlenbeck, Goudsmit had already published well-received papers on atomic spectra. He had arrived in Leiden in 1919, not long after Uhlenbeck, who called Goudsmit's first paper at only 18 a most presumptuous display of self-confidence, but highly creditable. Given his doubts, a clearly talented younger collaborator might have intimidated others, but not Uhlenbeck. Physics, Goudsmit said towards the end of his life, was not a profession but a calling, like creative poetry, music composition, or painting. However, he had chosen physics simply because he had enjoyed science and mathematics at school. It was Ehrenfest who kindled a real passion for physics in the teenager as he set him tasks related to analyzing and finding order in the fine structure of atomic spectra. While he was not the most studious, Goudsmit possessed an uncanny skill at making sense out of empirical data. By the time Uhlenbeck returned to Leiden from his time in Rome, Goudsmit was spending 3 days a week in Amsterdam working in Peter Zeeman's spectroscopy laboratory,